ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
G'day, I'm Matt Brand. Let's talk about solar farms.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
The company known as SunCable has for years been working on a plan to build Australia's largest solar farm near the Northern Territory town of Elliot. The farm would be 12,000 hectares in size, producing enough energy to power parts of the NT and even power some of Singapore via a subsea cable. That is the multi-billion dollar project that most people would be aware of. Well, this company has now sent documents to the NT's Environment Protection Authority proposing to build a second solar farm of very similar size, but a bit further south on the famous Muckaty Station. Ryan Williamson-Bell is the chief executive of SunCable. Ryan, can you tell us about your company's plans for Muckaty Station?
Yeah, well, Matt, thanks for having me on the show today. And we are very excited about the fact that there continues to be great opportunity in the Northern Territory to continue to develop out broader parts for solar generation. As your listeners would know, for some time we've been investigating Powell Creek, which is the neighbouring property to Muckaty Station. And in the last, at the end of last month, we submitted a referral to the NT EPA for a proposed development at Muckaty Station. That would be a further area of generation capacity that can support the SunCable project.
How big is the solar farm proposal for Muckaty Station?
Well, Matt, we're in the early stages of investigating that site. What we have identified at the moment is approximately 50,000 hectares that we believe is developable. Now, that amount of land, that's a very significant amount of land. We're not suggesting that all of that will be developed for solar, but that's the area of interest on the site that we are investigating at the moment.
Do you have a rough idea on how large a solar farm could operate at Muckaty?
Yeah, we think at the moment that based on the investigations that we've done and obviously our knowledge of the neighbouring site, that we think it's highly feasible that 5 gigawatts of energy could be produced on that site.
Because I'm just trying to understand if it's a similar size to what you're proposing at Powell Creek.
It's a reasonably similar size. They are both very large solar farms with adjoining storage, but it's of a similar size, yes.
So is the Powell Creek proposal, the original proposal, still on the cards?
Yeah, Matt, it absolutely is still on the cards. Our project is... it's a large project with several market opportunities. Those opportunities exist co-locating energy-intensive loads with the generation sites. It also includes the opportunity to provide energy into the Northern Territory, into the Darwin region, and obviously, as well spoken about, is the opportunity to export energy into Southeast Asia. To do that and to fulfil the full ambition across that footprint of the project, we have always known that we would need additional generation capacity, and it has always been in our plans that we would seek additional acreage to be able to generate more electricity. We think that the neighbouring property at Muckaty is a very good site for us to be able to utilise that to be able to generate more energy for those markets.
And just looking at SunCable's referral document to the NT's EPA, I get the sense this is not the end of it for your company. It talks about developing a long-term pipeline of approved generation sites in the Barkly region. So would you potentially look for more acreage?
Well, I think, Matt, the way to answer that is to stand back and look at what's happening across the world, actually, at the moment. And there are two key prevailing forces around energy. The first is that there is undoubtedly an energy transition. That energy transition is seeing the shift from older fossil fuel driven generators through to more renewable energy generators. And the second key trend is the increase in energy demand. Now, that increase in energy demand comes from all manner of different areas. It comes from people replacing gas stoves with electric stoves, from people replacing their traditional internal combustion engine cars with electric vehicles, and also the increase in energy intensive industry. Now, we look at that and we see that this particular region is world-class in terms of the renewable energy resource. It has some of the highest solar irradiance on the planet. Very few cloudy days, lots of sun hitting the ground, and the ability there, with lots of land mass, the ability is to really be able to fulfill that increased energy demand both here in Australia and into our neighbouring region through that abundant resource that exists in the Northern Territory.
If you're tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and we're speaking to Ryan Williamson-Bell, who's the Chief Executive of the SunCable Group. Ryan, in the Northern Territory, the NT Farmers Association has a motto, start small, grow big, being that, you know, if you're a melon farmer, do a little bit, and if it goes well, do a bit more. How come your company seems to be doing the opposite of that? Like, why not try and get that farm at Power Creek going really well, and then if it's successful, then expand?
I really like the concept of start small and grow big. And whilst it may not seem like that on the surface when you see referral documents for very large areas of acreage like what we have at Muckaty Station and the acreage at Power Creek, in terms of how we actually implement the project and start the commencement of the construction of the project, we actually adopt the same motto. And that is that we need to be able to demonstrate not that we can land gigawatts of capacity on that land at a point in time, but actually that we could start small with a couple of hundred megawatts and then continue to grow. What's important, though, is that we are able to provide the customers that would offtake that energy the certainty that we can meet the forward demand that they will have over time. The customers that we talk to are very energy intensive industries. They want to know not only can you provide the first couple of hundred megawatts, but that over time that we can continue to build out the acreage and we can continue to supply them right up to the sorts of large gigawatt scale kind of energy demand that they will have. And that's the reason why we have Power Creek and we are now investigating Muckaty Station, is to be able to give that certainty to customers that we can meet the energy demands of the future.
If all goes to plan for SunCable, when would you install those first lots of solar panels and on what property will that happen?
The more developed site is Power Creek, Matt. And so we anticipate that the first deployment of solar would occur on that site. One of the things that's quite unique about what we can do relative to other areas around, other really large scale developments around the world, is that we have done an extensive amount of work at Power Creek already. The primary approvals for the power park or the energy supply are already in place, and that gives us confidence that we can deploy the first panels very quickly, and we could be generating energy at the latter part of this decade to be able to provide to those energy intensive industries.
And just finally, Ryan, you've mentioned the growing demand for energy, but I wondered, when there's a major political party in Australia abandoning net zero targets, does that make a company like yours just a tad nervous?
Look, it's a good question, Matt. Our job as energy suppliers, we happen to be in the renewable energy supply. Our job is to supply affordable, reliable energy at very large scale. Irrespective of whether you are a proponent of net zero or not, we believe that we can provide the energy that is required, and we can do that in very large quantities at very low cost. And so we're confident in the product that we're able to provide the market. To answer your question directly, that means that no, we are not concerned by whether or not there's a broad political support for net zero. What we think is that the customers that we speak to tell us that they really want to access sustainable renewable energy, and they want that at an affordable price. And we believe we can do that for them, and we can do it at very large scale.
Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Matt. Have a great day.